بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد During the signs of Qiyamah Number 3, the major signs The descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam The third major sign of Qiyamah is the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the killing of Dajjal The descent of Isa alayhi salam is substantiated from the Quran The Ahadith and consensus of opinion It is incumbent to hold this belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam That he will come down from Jannah close to Qiyamah and he will meet with Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will propose to hand over all control to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, who will decline saying that his special mission was to save Dajjal. Allah will put such effect in his breath that any death believer who comes in touch with it will die. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will pursue and kill Dajjal at a place called Bab al-Lud, which is in the land of Sham. After destroying Dajjal and his army, Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will console those who have suffered under the hands of Dajjal. Finally, the whole world will come under Islamic domination. During this glorious Islamic reign, the world will be filled with justice and mercy. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will rule over the world for 7 years before his death. Isa alayhi salam will perform the janazah namaz of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. He will pass away in Baitul Muqaddas and he will be buried there. At his death, his age will be between 47 and 50 years. After his demise, the leadership of Islam will pass over to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He will adhere fully to the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This reign of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be a very peaceful one. During this time, Allah Ta'ala will send revelation to Isa alayhi salam saying, Take my servants to the mountains, for I shall send a very powerful nation, whom none will have the power to fight. Number 4, the appearance of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Close to Qiyamah, these two groups will emerge and wreak havoc and turmoil on earth. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will go away to the mountains and pray to Allah Ta'ala for their destruction. Allah Ta'ala will finally eliminate them by a natural disaster. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will create birds with long necks that will devour their corpses and throw their remains into the sea. There will be a great flood thereafter, which will cleanse the earth of the smell and disease that will result from the destruction of this tribe. After their destruction, there will be great prosperity on earth. This prosperity will remain for 7 years. After Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away a physical death after accomplishing his mission. He will be buried in a grave next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his lifetime, Isa alayhi salam will appoint his successor, a man named Jahja from Yemen, from the tribe of Qahtan. He will rule with great justice and piety. After him, several rulers will follow. Slowly, evil and corruption will once again set in. Among the signs of this time is that a house in the west and east will sink into the earth. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 17th juz was recited. The theme of the 17th juz of the surah, Suratul Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's ta'awud and that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had ta'aluk, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went through some difficulties, musibat, calamities came in the life and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and those close to him safety from all of these calamities and problems. On the other hand, those people who do not accept the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then the difficulties and calamities which they go in this world and especially at the time of death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this surah, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ One group of people are such that their hisab and their reckoning is very close, extremely close. But they are completely in ghaflat, they are drowning in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. And they are turning away from the akhirat, from the life of the year after. And never any signs come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any ayat, verses of the Qur'an. They listen to it while they are playing, their hearts are completely unmindful. And they are discussing amongst themselves and finding fault with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that how can hal hadha illa basharun mithlukum, he's a human being like you people, why must we accept this here? So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a time will come when Allah's punishment will come upon them, and when they will see, they will start running away. But it will be too late for a person. How can he go back now to his homes? How can he return back to their places? It is complete destruction has taken place. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِي ذِكْرُكُمْ Allah has revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to other people, and to the whole Muslim ummah, a kitab, فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. There are three meanings of dhikr. One meaning of dhikr is, in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some nasihat and advice to you. Three great advices the Quran Sharif has got. The second meaning of dhikr is that فِيهِ شَرَافَكُمْ شَرَافَتُكُمْ. Your sharafat and your honor and your respect Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif. That is, the Arab people, they were regarded as the most despised people, most lowliest of people in the surface of the earth. But the only difference was the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the book of Allah, the Quran Sharif. When they held firm unto the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them what honor till Qiyamah. And whoever will follow and hold firm unto the Quran, Allah will raise such people, and Allah will give them honor in this world. And the third meaning, fi dhikrukum, in which mention is made of you. So it's the famous story of Ahnaf ibn Qais, rahimahullah, one great tabi'i. He, when he came across this ayat of the Quran, fi dhikrukum, the Quran is mentioned, your own, is mentioned regarding you. So he started reading the verses of the Quran Sharif, and he read the verses of the pious believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ التَّائِبُونَ الْعَابِدُونَ الْحَمِيدُونَ. All the verses of the Quran Sharif in which Allah mentioned the qualities of the believers. And then he said, Ya Allah, I haven't got all of these qualities in my life. Then he started reading the verses of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites and the kuffar and disbelievers. He said, Ya Allah, I also do not have all of these qualities in my life. And then eventually he came to this verse, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. There are certain people who do good actions, but together with it they mix it up with evil sins. Soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So he said, Allah ta'ala, I can see this is my dhikr made in the Quran. I am of the third group, the middle group. So anyhow, we look at the Quran Sharif and we have to introspect, look into our lives. Do I have these qualities within myself? So the Quran has made mention of you. Exactly what a man goes through, his life, calamities, and ni'mat and bounties. All of this, the Quran Sharif has mentioned. فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That only a person has to use his aql and his brains and his understanding, his mind, to ponder over the ayat of the Quran Sharif, and then he will see great, great lessons for himself. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning here that Allah Ta'ala has given many, many bounties. One is the worldly bounties Allah has given. Can't you see the heavens and the earth? How Allah has made it for you people. From water Allah has given everything which is living come from water. On the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made firm from mountains so the earth doesn't move. Allah has made all the pathways and the roads. Allah has made the sky as a roof for you people, a protective roof. And Allah has created the day and the night, the sun and the moon. They are all moving in their orbits. All great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will ponder over these bounties of Allah ta'ala, automatically your ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supposed to be having built up. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about after death. That think and ponder about when you pass away, what will happen to you on the day of Qiyamah. If a person ponders about these things, automatically his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be built up. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will place a scale of justice on the day of Qiyamah, and nobody will be, any oppression will take place. Even if a person had done an atom's weight of good, Allah ta'ala will bring it forward to a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these are all advices for us. Remember the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the life after death. Remember at the time of death what is the condition. This will build up your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, after Allah ta'ala mentions about 17 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, different Anbiya alayhim salam's names are mentioned, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance came to them whenever they fell into difficulties and calamities. And this was the barakat and blessings of ta'alluq, building a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and then it was Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he went to his people, and how Allah's help came and assistance came to him. But they tried to cause harm to him, put him in a fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire into a cool garden, a wonderful garden. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If the command was only to become cold, he said he would have become so cold, the fire, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would have been destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O fire, become cool also, and become safe and pure and sound for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. They intended to do harm and make their plannings against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, against Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We made them the complete losers. So because of that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah ta'ala protected him. He went to that people who were involved, كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ, involved in the most khabith and filthiest of actions. But he also followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. We entered him into our mercy. إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He was amongst our pious and righteous servants. Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, all his great anbiya alayhi wasalam. Whatever they fell into calamities, Allah's help came to them. Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. They also, sometimes a person has a One is a physical calamity, one is mental. A person has a certain worry, certain masail comes to his life. So those who have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fafahamna Sulaiman. Allah gives them true understanding of deen also. Allah ta'ala guides them onto the right path. And Allah ta'ala shows them ways out from their problems and calamities. Look at Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. For Allah's pleasure, he sacrificed his horses. He made qurbani of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of that, Allah ta'ala gave him the wind by which he was able to travel far, far distances, which is much more superior than the horses. He sacrificed his horse for Allah's pleasure. So how Allah's help came to him, Allah gave him something far more superior than what he had sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he also went through a calamity on his body, difficulty, and he turned attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anni masani ad-dur, Allah, harm has come to me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah said, we accepted his dua. We removed the calamity which was upon him. And we gave him back his family members. Humithlahum ma'ahum. And people like them, together with them. It means double how many family members he had before. Allah Ta'ala, some ulama say they came back to life again, those who had passed away. And some ulama say, no, whatever he had, for example, 10 children, now Allah Ta'ala gave him 20 children. Allah bestowed him with great, great favors. Rahmatan min indina. This was a means of rahmat from our side. Wa zikra lil abidin, and a nasihat and an advice for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is how my help and assistance comes to you. Look at the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made an error, ijtihadi error, and then eventually he fell into a calamity. But then he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness, Allah ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. It is none worthy of worship, O Allah, besides you. You are completely pure. I am amongst the oppressors. I have done a great wrong upon myself. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah said, we accepted his dua. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we saved him from this calamity and problem which he was in. And this is not only for him. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In a similar manner, we will save all the believers. Whichever believer turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what darknesses and what problems a person is in, calamities he is in life. But the solution is, you know, building our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Very famous wazifa and weird also. Ulama mentioned 125,000 times when a person has some calamity, is very mujarrab, experienced and tried and tested out. And 125,000 times a person reads this year, and Allah Ta'ala will remove people from the calamities and difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, look at Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he had some problem in life also, he had no worthy successes. So he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not leave me alone, and you are the best of warithi, those will look after when a person passes away. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua, and Allah Ta'ala granted him Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah made his wife, she was barren before that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being an old age, she became fertile again, and she gave birth to a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them, yusari'una fil khairat, they used to hasten in good actions, wa yad'unana raghaba wa rahaba, and they used to call out to us. One is with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desire for Allah ta'ala, and having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both qualities they had within themselves. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ, and they humble themselves before us. And Allah ta'ala loves this quality of humility. Look at Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha. She looked after her chastity and protected herself. What child Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her, and how Allah's help and assistance came to her also because of keeping herself chaste. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is not only for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They all came with one message, that La ilaha illallah wa anna rabbukum fa'abudun, that I am Allah, is the creator and sustainer, only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِلْتَعْيِي. Whichever believer, whoever does good actions on condition he has got iman, then his efforts are not unappreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is written down, and eventually on the day of Qiyamah a person will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. That in this world also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That Allah has written in the Zabur that the earth, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit it. Those who have got piety, taqwa within themselves. And this happened in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And it's Allah's system. When there's piety and goodness amongst the Muslim people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them control over the earth also. The next surah is Suratul Hajj. And in Suratul Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also about building our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the benefit, if a person doesn't, if a person has ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it will save a person from in the year after, from all calamities and difficulties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh people, have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittaqu rabbakum, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? The zalzala at the sa'ati shayun azim. That earthquake on the day of Qiyamah is a very great and severe thing. It is such, on that day they will see it. Kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at. Every breastfeeding mother will forget, become unmindful of what she is breastfeeding of a child, of a baby. And every woman who is carrying a child also will miscarry her child. Sukara, you will see the people, they are in a stupor, they are in a drunken state, whereas they are not actually drunk. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe. And what will save a person from the fear of the day of Qiyamah is taqwa. When a person has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you in doubt regarding Qiyamah? There's nothing far-fetched. There's nothing so far-fetched. Allah created you the first time. You were nothing, and Allah brought you into existence from non-existence. And in different stages, Allah Ta'ala took you to be to people. And so what difficulty is there for Allah to create you a second time? You see the earth, it was completely barren, it was dead. Suddenly it is, we send down the waters, and now it's becoming alive. And all kinds of plantations are coming. When Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala could create you the first time, what difficulty is there for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to create you the second time? All of these show a person, when we see a child coming into existence, when we see the plantations coming up, from there a person must realize that the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah can create all of this a second time, what difficulty is there for Allah ta'ala to create us a second time on the day of Qiyamah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala, there are some people who worship Allah ta'ala half-half. If they get some goodness, then they are happy with it. But if some fitna and difficulty and calamity comes in their life, they are prepared to leave their deen and to turn away from their deen. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. They are in loss in this worldly life and in the year after. And the life in the year after, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. This is the open loss, difficulty which a person goes through when you will turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, a person who turns to Allah ta'ala, Allah has promised that person جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Such gardens flowing beneath their rivers. And if you think that anyway as that Allah will not help and assist you, you turn your attention to any other person, فَلْيَمْدِدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Allah ta'ala says, then you can tie a rope to the skies and cut the rope and commit suicide also, and see that if your anger will go away and all your planning which will go away, that all of this, you can do nothing at all to save yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if a person didn't build up his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sign of the relationship of Allah ta'ala when a person builds it up is then automatically a person will have ta'zeem of the sha'air of Allah, the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the great signs of Allah ta'ala is the Hajj. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he called people towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Call out to the people for Hajj. They will come to you. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, oh Allah, how can I call out? Where will the people listen to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, it's your duty just to make the da'wah, to give the adhan. So the alan. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam gave the alan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed that message to the whole of the earth also, and in the alami arwah, and those whoever said labbaik. And how many times he said labbaik, so many times Allah Ta'ala will take them to the holy land, to the Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. From here, Kawira wa Allah has explained that it's our duty and responsibility to give the da'wah of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convey it. We must utilize permissible means, and the means which, the correct means. And there's no need for us to go towards incorrect means, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who conveys the message. And how Allah Ta'ala conveyed the message of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he did what was within his ability, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed the message to the whole world. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sha'air Allah, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who respects the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it shows that person has got taqwa in his heart. He's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. So one sign of the sha'air Allah, respecting the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. To go to those places and to respect those places. Another is the qurbani which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. This is also one of the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person will fulfill the great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the object is not the blood, it's not the meat. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah wants to see the jazba and the feeling of taqwa and piety within a person to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is making this qurbani. Together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about another sign is of jihad in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why has Allah established this great command? Is because the people are taken out of their houses, they won't be able to protect themselves. And lahuddimat sawami'u wa bi'u wa salawatun wa masajid. And all the places of worship would be completely destroyed if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had established this great command of jihad and fighting in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the masajid would have been completely destroyed. But those who help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help and assistance will come to them. And when Allah gives strength to people on the earth, then what is the objective in this world? To establish salat, give zakat, command people with righteousness, and prevent people from evil. This is the work of the Islamic government, to create all of these things, and amongst us also to create these established salah, giving of zakat, commanding righteousness and preventing from evil, is the quality of a Muslim. When the people want to try and build up their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates some shayateen, will come, they will make some propaganda, and they will try to deflect the hearts of people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّ أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِي. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and they gave the da'wat and message, then shaitan comes and he put some doubts in the hearts of people. But those, فَيَنْسَقُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ. Allah Ta'ala removes whatever shaitan and doubt is placing in the hearts of people by the means of the awliya Allah, the five servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They dispel all of the doubt and they create strength and firmness in the hearts of people. And so these are examinations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Then those who are building the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times it will happen that they might have to leave their homes also and sacrifice in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make hijrat and leave their homes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the great virtues for them. And even in worldly life, those who had made hijrat in the part of Allah, لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. With sincerity, Allah ta'ala will look after them in this worldly life also. Allah will give them sustenance. Outwardly, a person thinks, I'm leaving my house now, I'm leaving my family, I'm leaving everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I go there, to another country, to another place, Sahaba thought, we're leaving to Medina Munawwara, what will happen to us? But Allah said, Allah will look after them. And the ulama say, how much Allah ta'ala gave Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that if they had to work for 700 years also, they wouldn't have made so much of money. And what Allah had given them of dunya also, how Allah opened up for them. So when Allah gives back to a person, Allah really bestows the person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are other forms of ibadat also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for every day, jamaat which came. So a person must continue all those forms of worship, because all of this will build up the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the final ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if your ta'alluq and connection is with anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's very, very flimsy and very weak. Ya ayyuhan nasu duriba mathalun fastami'u lah. Allah is giving an example. Listen carefully to it. Those people who you are calling to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. They cannot even create one fly. وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if all of them gather together to create that one fly, they can never do so. وَيَسْلُبْهُمُ ذُبَابُ شِيئًا. And if one fly comes and steals something from them, some soup he takes from them, or something he takes away from them, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. They will not be able to take it out from the fly's mouth also, and pull it back from them, from the fly. Fly is so weak, so useless. ضَعُوفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. The one who is seeking, and the one who is sought, they are all very, very weak. Whoever is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very weak. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. You have not realized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the great qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want success, then worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good actions, perhaps you will get success. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And may strive and sacrifice in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much you're supposed to be doing. Allah has chosen you in this world, and Allah has not made your deen any difficulty. Allah has made easiness for you in your deen. A deen yusrun. It's very, very simple. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam followed that path to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And what name he gave to you people? Al-Muslimin. He called you Muslims. And a Muslim is a person who is obedient. And as soon as the command of Allah ta'ala comes before him, he accepts and he holds firm unto the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Establish salah. Give zakat. And hold firmly unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your master. You've got your connection with him. You've got him. What a wonderful master. What a wonderful helper is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest power a person has got is when he's got his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two surahs show greatly. And now the next surah will show the qualities of those who have got ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us reality that in this special, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we make a great effort to bring within ourselves this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا قالوا وما رياض الجنة قال حلق الذكر رواه الترمذي حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جب جنت کے باغوں پر گزرو تو خوب چرو کسی نے عرض کیا یا رسول اللہ جنت کے باغ کیا ہیں ارشاد فرمایا کہ ذکر کے حلقے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم once said to the صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ علیہم اجمعین when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, grace to your heart content. The Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in asked, O Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannat? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the gatherings of dhikr. Once again, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in that when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, grave to your heart's content. The Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in asked, O Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannat? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the gatherings of dhikr.